Representatives from the world's largest diamond-producing countries have been discussing an agreement to stop the trade in so-called blood diamonds. In Africa, diamond mines controlled by rebel groups and rogue states have been used to finance some of the continent's most brutal civil wars. The United States is the latest country to ban the importation of diamonds unless they are certified to be conflict-free. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
In November, the diamond industry agreed to a new international diamond certification scheme to ensure that uncut diamonds come from countries which meet basic human rights standards. The certification program is called the Kimberley Process, after the South African diamond mining town where the deal was reached. This week, representatives from most of Africa's largest diamond-producing nations, the diamond industry, and human rights groups gathered in Johannesburg to hammer out the details of how exactly the certification program will work. Alex Yearsley, with the advocacy group Global Witness, says the Kimberley process isn't perfect, but he says it's starting to slow the flow of diamonds from African war zones.
The whole reason we were doing this was for the human rights atrocities that were occurring in Africa, in Angola and Sierra Leone, and are still happening now today in Liberia, in Cote d'Ivoire, and in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The Kimberley process requires international shipments of rough diamonds to be certified as conflict-free. Only countries that can verify that their gems did not come from war zones will be allowed to put a Kimberley certificate on their diamond exports. Shipments without such a certificate can be impounded by customs agents in the other countries which signed on to the trade deal. The agreement doesn't apply to polished stones, under the assumption that rebel armies probably lack the skills to cut diamonds into fine jewelry. The Kimberley process is unique in that it's not run by an existing international group like the United Nations or the World Trade Organization. Critics say this is one of its flaws. It's supposed to police a $9 billion a year industry, yet it has no steady stream of revenue to monitor the diamond certification program. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.